times, three's company, especially when Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, and Lisa Davis get together. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Dr. Holly's on vacation. I'm here with Lisa Davis. Let's get physical, family, fun, and fitness. We have expert Fred Hahn on board. Lisa, give us an introduction on Mr. Hahn and what he's out there doing in the world.
Well, I understand that Fred's been involved in exercise ever since he became a member of the Charles Atlas Club when he was 10 years old, which is pretty impressive. Wow. He's also the author of several books. One of them is Strong Kids, Healthy Kids, The Revolutionary Program. I'm just so excited. Excuse me. The Revolutionary Program for Increasing Your Child's Fitness in 30 Minutes a Week. That is awesome. Fred, welcome to It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science.
Thanks for having me on the show so much.
So nice to have you on. In your book, Strong Kids, Healthy Kids, I'm going to keep it short there, you talk about something called slow speed training. What is that?
Well, slow speed training refers to slow speed weightlifting or resistance training. I like to call it strength training, resistance. The word resistance is a little, some people take that as a negative, but it's essentially a weightlifting program that uses a very slow and controlled speed of motion when lifting and lowering the weights. So that makes the weightlifting much safer than conventional weightlifting. It's one of the reasons why a lot of doctors and trainers and gym owners disallow youngsters into the gym, because if you do it wrong, it's dangerous. But if you do it right, it's very productive.
All right, so what age can a child start lifting weights if they're doing it the slow-speed training way and doing it correctly?
Right. Well, yeah. Well, research is pretty clear that physiologically, in other words, the alterations that are made, the positive alterations that a child will receive, can be done at virtually any age. But a child, of course, like even an adult, needs to be able to behave. So because weightlifting can be dangerous if you don't pay attention to the safety rules, a child should be at the age where they can take good instruction from a professional trainer or a coach, and you know, observe the rules and regulations of the gym. And my daughter, who's on the cover of my book, by the way, I'm very proud of. She started when she was 6 years old. My other daughter, Amber, when she was six, she was like a jumping bean. She couldn't pay. She wouldn't listen to you if you paid her $1 million. So she really didn't start getting into it till she was about nine. Every kid is different, you know what I mean? So as long as they can pay attention and follow instructions, they're good to go.
Fred, how did you come to this?
Oh, go ahead, Decker.
Well, I'm just curious. You know, I'm a physician, and how you, because you know, you started at 10 years old, you've been exposed to about every fitness craze and all that. How did you end up with this one for kids?
Well, I'll tell you. Well, I've been training adults using the what we call the slow burn method of resistance training for many years. I started at the Hospital for Joint Disease and Sports Medicine Center. I was a physical therapy aide there and was in charge of all the training programs for the adults, and saw the benefit that the adults got. Then when I became a father of two daughters, and that's, you know, like about 13 years ago when my child was first born, that's when the obesity, adolescent obesity epidemic started really coming into full swing. And so I thought, well, I don't want my daughters to, you know, what's causing this? What are the reasons? You know, how do I know that my daughters aren't going to be affected by this? So I did a bunch of research on it, and I found some very interesting things, which was, one, obesity in adults, but in children as well, is really not a factor of lack of exercise. It has everything to do with the child's specific metabolism and what specifically the types of foods that they're eating. I learned that weightlifting was actually highly beneficial for children, one, that two, it was not dangerous in any way, and that three, it was actually shown to be the most effective exercise for warding off and reversing adolescent obesity. Wow. Aerobic exercise programs had virtually no effect whatsoever.
Wow. And so, really? Wow, that's a pretty powerful statement.
Yeah, well, if you look at the research, you will find that there is absolutely no difference in the physical activity levels between an obese child and a lean child. In fact, the difference in the physical, I have one paper, that one study that I quote in my book, the difference between in physical activity, vigorous physical activity between the lean child and the obese child was 4 minutes a day.
Wow.
The average, so the, it was 2 to 4. So the average is 3. And in girls, there was no difference. So, I'm not saying, and I don't want the listeners to get me wrong, I'm not saying the children shouldn't be active. What I'm saying is that there is no good research that suggests that making an obese child be more active is going to do anything to have them lose weight.
But it might discourage
that, too. So if you have a child like your daughter Amber, who's a jumping bean, because that's what I got, are some things they can do if they're not going to be ready to be doing that strength training?
Well, I mean, obviously, as a parent, you want to, I feel, encourage physical activity with your child because it builds camaraderie, not for keeping them lean, but just because it builds a strong family bond, it builds camaraderie and friendship between you and your child. And, of course, it gets them out in the sunshine, and, of course, the vitamin D from the sun, especially in the summer months, is very important. But I think that it's also important that gym teachers and physical education teachers understand the benefits of resistance training and to incorporate, but even you're just using body weight, push-ups and sit-ups and body weight squats and things of that nature, like they used to do in the old days, actually.
Resistance training makes me think of...
Yeah,
okay, when I was a kid, right? Yeah. Do you remember that, Decker, in your junior high? Did you do that too?
Yeah, we did. You know? And you hear me saying, wow. And I thought about now being a cardiologist and stuff. I've been exposed to everything. I don't treat kids. This is really throwing a curve at me about, you know, some of the advice I give. But I also think that a lot of these kids that are out there trying and not having success, well, no wonder they're discouraged. I always worry about the discouragement with them because I need them to, you know, fix it at the dinner table, right, and fix it with their snacks. But that's they might be getting discouraged that their metabolic activity, hey, I'm running now and I'm sore, but I'm not losing my weight. Now I have something to say to that kid who's discouraged.
Right, and that I'm glad to hear you say that, because there are many, many well-meaning doctors and nurses and other healthcare professionals that are saying things like that, and they mean well. They really want the child, obviously, to become healthier and leaner. But unfortunately, like Mark Twain said, the truth is easy to kill, but a lie well told is immortal. The innocent lie, not a, obviously no one's trying to hurt children, but the innocent lie is that the more physically active you are, the leaner and healthier you're going to be. And, of course, Michelle Obama has also bought this lie as well. She means well, but the fact of the matter is that adolescent obesity is the only way to combat that is to make sure that the child is eating real food and not junk food and garbage, eating eggs, not being afraid of saturated fat and butter, because those contain nutrients that are extremely important for a child. And it's a real food. So, you know, you don't want to take away the fat from the child's diet, because if you do, by default, you're taking away the protein from the child's diet, because that's where most of your healthy fats are found. And if you take away the protein from the child's diet, then they're not getting the essential fatty acids and the essential amino acids that they desperately need for a healthy hormonal tone. What you want to take away from them or teach them why they shouldn't be eating it are the fake foods, the macaroni and cheese and the cheese doodles and things of this nature. You know,
unfortunately, we're out of time. Fred, Lisa, what's the name of this gentleman's book? Because we need to get this book, and I need to get this immediately.
Here it is. Sorry about that. Strong Kids, Healthy, Revolutionary. Oh, you know what? Sorry. Strong Kids, Healthy Kids, a revolutionary program for increasing your child's fitness in 30 minutes a week. Fred Hahn, thank you so much. Sorry about that.
Thank you. Unbelievable information. We need to have you on again, Fred.
Okay, I'd be happy.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks so much,
Fred.
Guys.
Okay. Next time, two segments.